In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Anybody have an opening?
I have an opening.
Oh.
I'm ready to go.
Well, take me away.
Welcome to Phantasmagoria. You guys, it's episode 99. It's the end of an era. We made it. I didn't think we would. I'm going to be up to the cards on the table. I didn't know if we were going to make it this far.
I thought that 100 was the end of an era.
Well, no, 100 is the start of an era.
No,
the start of season two.
You don't start at zero.
Yes, you. What do you start at?
One.
Sam?
Yeah,
and you don't have quantity.
100.
You don't have quantity until you hit one.
Yeah, guess what? You're supposed to start at zero.
I agree. I've always like ended at 99, and okay, but it's the end of an era for me and Kevin and everyone else on Earth.
This is exactly how I'll be opening.
Does anybody, episode. Sam? Does any do we celebrate the year 2000 as the Y2K, or do we celebrate 2001?
I celebrated 2001.
You really? Oh, yeah. How did you do that?
Sam was like,
"Well, I was only
a new millennium," and everyone was
5 years old at the time.
Who is this dumb dumb?
Just an extra bottle of warm milk before bed.
Yep.
I feel like us moving into this chapter two of Phantasmagoria, I think this is a good opportunity for us to maybe air out some dirty laundry. I just am tired.
Is that a term?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Who's dirty laundry?
All three of ours.
I don't.
All three of us, and you know this. I don't want you to look at me.
Why do we air out dirty laundry
so that it stinketh not anymore?
But it's dirty laundry.
Not after you air it out.
That doesn't make sense.
I
at
didn't
all.
Make it up, Kevin. It's a thing
is that,
people say.
Is
this
that,
is what
people,
I'm talking
is
about.
People air out clean
is that,
laundry.
Is that not how everyone cleans their laundry?
Just shaking it.
You don't just
in the wind.
Air it out.
I do.
You have to wash it first, and once it's washed, then it's clean.
Point being, we clearly have dirty laundry, and I'm just tired. I'm tired. I
don't know
what's
why that's
the laundry.
Clear.
I don't want to lie to the audience anymore.
You're beating around
we
the bush.
We all have these things that we've just kind of like left off the table that I feel our audience deserves to know. And if you're comfortable with it, I'm just going to out us right here and now.
Okay, here we go.
I am uncomfy.
Here it comes. Doesn't matter.
Well, I know you know what I'm talking about. Sam, I need you got to take them off, man. Guys, Sam's 5'6".
Uh-oh.
He's been 5'6", or 5'7".
Here comes a bad joke.
Because I know that's why this is all about.
Take them off. What am I
thinking? To his credit, they are prescription, but Sam's been 5'7" this entire time. The bottoms of his legs are just entirely prosthetic. It's a little man complex. Kevin, we know, has his love of cats that he...
That's no secret.
No, I know, but...
No, but it's time for you to atone,
I think,
Kevin.
Well, no, it's
what?
Not just that.
Does that mean you're atoning for
I
being
just,
short?
This one's a lot more personal.
How dare you?
A lot more personal. So I'm not going to like outright say it, but... Kevin really likes cats, and I'm just gonna
you just outright said it.
No, you just really enjoy felines. You've had Kish for what, 10 years?
Over 10 years.
Yeah. And how long have you known your wife?
Not 10 years.
Case closed.
Okay.
And I don't want to put you both on the chopping block without I'm here. I'm also
so what we come to the table with is
I just don't
something
want
that Kevin has outright said. Kevin likes cats, and Houston has said, we are now We all know Kevin likes cats, but...
Well, I'm just saying but deeper than
would you
the
shut up?
Knows.
Would you shut up?
Yes.
But... Kevin likes cats.
Really
drop the microphone.
Really likes cats.
Drop the microphone. I just dropped a bomb on you. I'll give you 5 seconds.
I appreciate you trying to protect your friend, but I don't want to lie to the audience. We have friends on the other side of the mic.
That was never a lie. Kevin told him up front, I like cats.
It's a half truth. Kevin really, really likes cats.
I told you to brace for a bad joke, Sam.
This,
but I'm not. I'm
I was
not
never prepared for this.
I'm gonna come clean too. And you guys,
what did you want me to do?
This, I feel bad because it takes so much of Kevin's time every week. But after every episode, that Kevin doesn't have to edit out a bad swear word that I say, I get a good boy token that I get to spend on a box of prizes, and I haven't gotten anything yet. there's a shiny yo-yo I've got my eye on that I just. You want to start? Did this not land in the way?
Kevin really, really likes
guys,
cats.
And if it wasn't clear before, I like cats, guys. I'm a cat person.
Mm-hmm.
I would even say I'm a cat person. So
it's pretty bold.
So there's that. I'm just gonna
It's 2021, dude. No shame. I'm not gonna shame you for
this
it.
Is Sam, by the way. I am sick. You may hear it in my voice.
You may hear it in my voice.
You may not. But that's how
just
it is.
Just a little extra resonance.
Just a little nibble in there.
Can I tell my story now? Freaking
you're welcome
Morgan
to.
Freeman. I was taking...
Was
oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah.
That was rude?
It was.
That was rude.
It was...
What do you have against Morgan Freeman?
It was nothing short of...
That was flattery.
A slap in the face.
Yeah, no.
That was flattery
that
at its finest. You don't want voice like Morgan Freeman's?
Okay, it was flattering.
I've heard what you've said about Morgan Freeman behind closed doors, Kevin. I know. We maybe the audience thinks, yeah, that was a compliment, but we know.
Oh, he's no pampered cat.
I thought Houston's spree of false information was at an end, but
oh, no,
apparently...
New era, new Huey. Lying till the...
Bring
till
the on the time. Drama. I saw myself in a vision. I was taking out some trash tonight. And I was walking out.
What does that mean?
He was taking out the garbage because
Sam's never he's never taken out the trash, so he's confused.
Well,
it's when you have a full trash can.
Well, oftentimes when you're in the mafia, taking out the trash can mean something different.
No confirmation that he isn't in the mafia.
Maybe they're in the mafia. We don't know yet. We got to keep those doors open. Keep
I was
going.
Taking out some trash tonight. And I was walking out the front door when I got this flash vision.
I just want everyone to know that from this point forward, it's not
Houston,
a bag of trash this person is dragging. It's a human corpse.
When I
Sam's
got
painted
this,
that picture, and we're going to play in that space.
This flash vision of myself across... Wait. I got this flash vision of myself from across the street. I glanced over and checked to see if anyone was there. No one. The trash needed more to... Oh my gosh. The trash needed more to be worth paying for, so I went back in to find some.
Wait.
After that statement,
maybe it is mafia.
I really hope it's
hunter?
Not mafia.
Nobody,
this guy didn't have a big enough bounty, not worth my time. Let me go grab another.
Nobody's taking out the trash and is like, oh no, did somebody see me? Unless that trash is a dead body.
Dude, that's
and I need to go
crime.
Back in
he
so that
fled.
So that I don't come back to mob boss with what one kill.
That's the perfect
that's,
crime, dude.
That's nothing.
You this is freaking dark. You kill some randos, put them in your freezer.
Whoa.
Wait, put them in your freezer.
I won't condone this.
Wait,
this is new Houston.
Wait, this is chapter.
Houston
two
wasn't
Houston.
Always like this.
Took a dark turn. Put them in your freezer. Commit crimes and frame the people you already have locked in your freezer ready to go. Wait till there's a bounty on them and then just drag them in. And then you
put them in your
to preserve.
Houston, how many bodies do you think you could fit in your freezer?
How old are they?
So
wow.
They say we want very, very twisted.
That was barbaric.
But
I'm sorry.
But, you know, I did open
it's
this.
It's something to consider.
I opened this up and knew Houston played in the space. I appreciate that.
At first, they're like...
Starting chapter two with a powerful energy.
Okay, you know what? I got to keep going.
Keep going, yeah.
After a minute or two, I reemerged outside, and as I was walking to the trash, I saw a blonde man standing in the lit-up front porch across the street. This isn't the first time I've seen things... people's intentions, but I've never seen myself from a third person's perspective.
It was him? What?
Blonde man is what I have here.
Sounds like he saw Kevin.
There's a lot.
It could have been me.
There. Kevin would, are Kevin you... would, despite what Kevin's led you to believe, there are other blonde people
really?
Out in the world, yeah.
But not many.
So few. But if you saw one,
this isn't worth going.
It could be me.
This is a bad road. Turn back.
I'm not sure if his intentions are good or bad, and I don't know why I saw that and why he appeared. Odd. I don't know if this bad feeling is valid or not. In parentheses, for my neighbor. I do identify. Oh wait, I do identify as a psychic medium.
Oh,
but it's
just a
selective.
Tidbit, not really important to the story, because I'd argue it's maybe the most defining quality of the story.
Well, that was the last sentence, so
yeah.
So he wanted to lead us down a road, and then tell us something that made us realize he actually led us down a different road.
He's like, "This is a crazy thing that happened to a normal dude." And then he's like, "By the way, I'm not normal."
It's not a different road. He said he came up to us as a random guy and said, "Hey, follow me to this
Disneyland."
To Disneyland.
Disney
sure.
World.
And we're like, "Okay, that's kind of weird, but he's like, I have something to show you." And he drags us there. He's like, "By the way, I'm Walt Disney." Like, it's the same road, but there was a grand reveal to make himself credible at the end. He said, "I saw myself, and that's crazy. Oh, by the way, I'm psychic, so in case you had any doubts, I am telling the truth.
I weirdly saw psychic medium things, and by the way, I am a psychic medium."
Pretty sure I just saw Mickey Mouse in public. Granted, I am at Disneyland. So.
Yeah, no, it's I don't understand. If you're the psychic medium, you are more well-equipped than virtually anybody to solve this little conundrum. This
maybe that's how psychic
question.
Mediums operate and obtain their information.
Reddit? Then we're all psychic
no,
mediums?
Not Reddit. Some
yes, Reddit. What do you? What kind of dumb question is that?
Some doppelganger out there just kind of goes
for
around and finds the stuff that the psychic medium needs to know, and then just transfers the
relays
information.
The information.
Yeah.
Oh my. So do you think that this person is like?
Once you become a psychic medium, you're aware of it or not, you have a second you out there finding all of this stuff out. Like that's just seemingly popping into your head,
like a fishing hook of the mind. You've got these poles just branching out, just grabbing tidbits of information.
It's more like a psychic walkie-talkie,
but it's a person that he has seen.
So he's getting all this right.
What? Who?
All this information?
No, because his doppelganger isn't here. He may be getting it because he's listening to the podcast. Okay. Tell your friends about Phantasmagoria. But
on Spotify and Apple and everywhere you get your podcasts.
But other than that, I mean, he's not getting any of this.
Doppelganger associated with psychic medium. Do you think, we've read other things about doppelgangers in the past. Do you think we... And every time people encounter their doppelganger seems to be one step ahead. I remember the one that was in the car and at the coffee shop with the kid's parents, but he was at school the whole time. And it seems like they're taking advantage of the situation. Do we all have a psychic doppelganger? And those are the actual psychic people in the world.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm saying, because I can't transfer information psychically, as far as I know.
Wait, explain
but
it.
Stuff is just popping into my head.
Explain that to me one more time.
So, in other doppelganger situations we've read.
So, here I am. I see my doppelganger.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Continue.
If you are not psychic and have not had any inklings of that, then you're not the psychic doppelganger, and the other one is, and is probably using it to get.
So,
benefits.
If you have a doppelganger situation, one of them is psychic.
Yes,
from what I can tell, I would assume that. That is
that's the theory.
A theory.
That's okay. The hypothesis. But okay. Here's the other problem is we have some random blonde dude standing on the porch that apparently isn't just like a guy on his front porch, but like a problem.
That's what's weird
question
about
mark?
This. That's what I don't like understand about this story. This kid's dragging a body out into the street and he says,
taking out the trash.
I sense myself across the street. So he looks over there, nothing. In a second...
No, he sees himself.
He saw from his perspective, across the street, himself dragging the body.
Oh, right. But when he looked over there, then he didn't see anybody.
Right.
Right?
No.
Right.
And then shortly after, he saw a blonde man.
What?
Right.
Did I freaking misunderstand the story?
That would be wild. But maybe... What?
Oh, yeah, it is. When I got this flash vision of myself from across the street.
Yeah, right. I actually had that mixed up, too. So
So it's not... That's what's happening. It's not a doppelganger. What happened, that's the reason he mentioned the blonde guy standing on the porch. Because he viewed himself from the perspective of the blonde guy.
Oh,
so that's why.
Wait, was the porch across the street?
Yes. So he goes back into his house, comes back out, sees blonde guy across the street from roughly the same place that he viewed himself a few moments before. So he basically looked through blonde guy's eyes, but he has no idea.
He looked from around where blonde guy was at himself, and so he just assumes that he was blonde guy.
So.
Right.
What's
right.
his ultimate question? What was it at the very end of the post? What
well,
he...
he's the
master
here.
Well, if this happened to you, I think you would have a pretty
right. No,
maybe,
for sure.
Maybe
is there like a question. Direct question he asked at the end of the post?
I think
it
said WTF, didn't it?
yeah. Pop that baby open.
Let me look.
Get the
once
crystal
again.
Ball.
WTF
going.
Is going on? LOL. Raffle.
Rafflecopter.
You literally didn't ask a question.
Okay, well,
he just felt the need to share this information.
Well, I think
with
that
us.
He, I think that's exactly why at the end he states, "Oh, I'm a psychic," so as to assume I already know all the answers.
So,
I'm not coming as a question asker. I'm just this is just something that happened to me.
What is
this
he
is something
from
to,
us?
That happened to me? This is just a day in the life of a psychic medium.
Is that all? I don't want to step outside the. Is that no? I'm doing it. Is that all people are getting from posting to like this specific subreddit? Just confirmation bias, right? Other psychics,
yep.
Happened to me too. It's
oh
like,
yeah.
Oh good.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Blonde guy from across the porch. Yeah.
What mm-hmm. happens when they turn off the iPad? When they close the phone? When they close Reddit? Do they sit down? And they're like, I just lied. They're all cool psychics, and I lied to fit in.
No.
Like, what is that?
No. When he turns off the phone. He takes the trash out and sees himself from a different perspective. And then he's like...
If he's telling the truth.
Right,
right,
right. And then he's tip-tapping, tip-tap, tip-tapping on Reddit.
Right. But what is he getting at? If he knows he's psychic, this is a psychic thing that can happen. Why is he like trying to get gratification from other online psychics?
It's not gratification. It's... People love to...
Share.
It is gratification, you're right. It's okay. gratification okay. in that... He's not getting gratification in the fact that it's like, what is that word? Tell me that I'm right.
Confirmation.
It's not confirmation. It's more just him asserting himself, being like, this is the psychic that I am.
Well, see, I think...
I'm great. These are the I don't know what kind of psychic you are. You're probably still just coming into your powers, but this is what's happening
this
to me.
This is what I can do.
This is what happens
it's
to me on a daily basis.
Useless.
I don't know. I think it is confirmation.
Mirror.
I think if I was a psychic medium, I would...
I'm a psychic medium.
I would regularly need a little bit of confirmation from time to time.
Because
it's very abnormal. That's
yeah.
a very abnormal life
you live.
You might
start questioning your own... Like, I'm a normal functioning person, and I sometimes question my own brain and how I'm functioning.
So if everybody around me that isn't a psychic medium, which is pretty much everybody, then I would be a little lonesome and
Touché.
Confused in the world.
Touche. Probably the most common one I ever have of that is like
of psychic,
not psychic,
of loneliness,
like questioning my own brain and like sanity, like kind of like a Matrix type thought, like oh, am I in the Matrix? I have
Truman Show.
I would say like every, I want to say like 3 months at least, I have a thought of like, what if I'm like somebody with special needs, and I have no idea, and I'm just like kind of functioning in the way I view reality. Like, because a lot of those people function really, really well, and sometimes don't even seem like they have a lot going on that they like need too much help with. And I have that thought all the time. I'm like, what if I'm like a high functioning, not even high functioning, what if I'm like in one of that one of those categories, and I'm like creating a delusion around myself that makes it seem like I'm functioning. Like, I don't, it's something that is totally recurring.
Well, then at that point you don't have needs that are special.
No, so. But to my perspective, from my knowledge, like for me, I'm going to walk out of this podcast and get in my car and drive away. But reality might be Sam buckling me into my seatbelt and driving me away. And then we get smoothies after. This podcast is going out to nobody. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
You never will either.
No. Well, I do know. That's why it's not that reoccurring. But it is. It does hit me every once. I'm like, what if?
He knows, guys.
What if?
What if I was a big baby?
It's just my version of the Matrix thing.
What if I was a big, stupid baby? Don't laugh at me. It was
please.
I'm rephrasing.
Please, Houston.
I'm moving on. Oof.
A big, fat, stupid baby.
Stop.
Hey, then read a freaking story.
We got to figure out if this person's possessed or not. We got another one. We got another one on the chopping block. From a sub, I'm gonna tell you guys the sub after because it's great, but I don't want people sniping these too early. I mix a glass of water with peanut butter and jelly and various items each time, such as Cheez-Its, Doritos, Italian salad dressing, salad, etc., to make a smoothie of sorts.
Hey, this is a lie.
This is all started on accident while I was eating a PB&J in parentheses peanut butter and jelly sandwich and accidentally knocked over my glass of water onto my plate, thus making my PB&J mushy. I bravely took a bite.
This is elementary school.
No. No, it isn't, Sam.
I bravely took a bite and thought it actually tasted fine still. So next time I took a full...
Okay, I don't know if I would have bit into that.
A full glass of water and put it into a blender. And then I threw in two slices of bread, a hunk of peanut butter, and a big squirt of cheap jelly. By cheap, I mean the squeeze bottle kind that is kind of watery and messy. Then I blended it all together. I recently have been adding
Kevin's
a handful
nodding.
Of Cheez-Its or various items to try new flavor combos.
Make that list again.
He's nodding enthusiastically.
This is good.
Oh, here comes the list. The list is about to hit. I've tried Doritos, salad, plain, Italian dressing, ketchup, yogurt, etc.
With the PB&J?
With the PB&J.
Okay, now we're getting a little crazy.
Usually flavorful things. Sometimes it works out great. Other times it's kind of but still drinkable. The bread sort of makes the water a...
Was this seriously a question? You're coming to us and saying, is this person actually possessed?
The bread...
You read this, Houston, and you thought, he might not be. Let's bring it before the council.
The bread sort of makes the water a, for lack of a better words, puke consistency. It's like a squishy.
This is so bullshit.
No, it isn't.
Not that I want to eat puke. Gross. But the texture.
Why would you write that, though?
You wrote it in parentheses.
I don't need to even know that.
Just the word gross is in parentheses. But the texture of it makes a great smoothie.
Think of the texture of that stuff going down.
And the different flavors
Blended up bread and water.
A chunky smoothie, that's not bad, Sam.
And the different flavors sometimes
chunky
make
smoothie, not bad.
Soggy bread liquid,
combos.
Kevin. Think of soggy bread in liquid
Sam,
form.
You're thinking
you're
too much.
You're drinking it.
You are thinking too much about the
Yucky!
Bread. You're thinking too much about the bread and not enough about the PB&J.
I can't blend soggy bread and drink it.
Side note, do not try cayenne pepper. It will overpower the jelly.
Okay.
Don't try cayenne pepper because it's a wild thing to have in liquid, but
well, that was
going to
be the first thing I try, so.
Great flavor profile of the jelly. You can't lose the jelly. It makes
how much
the
more
thing.
Do we have from this?
That's
kid.
It. Oh, I do recommend it, or at least dip your sandwich into water.
No, okay, that's bad. That is bad. A soggy sandwich and a PB&J smoothie are two very different things. A PB&J smoothie, good. Soggy sandwich, bad.
It sounds like he's not trying to there's the bar of like how delicious a sandwich is, and doing all of these things haven't increased the flavor. Like, that's the kind of the vibe I get from this. But they aren't lowering it nearly as much as he thought it would. So I think he's trying to, like, ride the line. This he's trying to lower the bar as much as he can without crossing into yuck territory.
Nope. This is the kid that poured chocolate milk. He's in school, poured his chocolate milk all over his mashed potatoes and gravy, and then ate them. And everyone was like,
"Who did that?
Ew, yuck, dare you? Gross." And then,
did you do that?
No.
But and then he got all this attention. All these people are like, "Oh, gross! What's he gonna do today?" He has graduated high school. He has moved on. He needs this attention. He needs it.
I know. I know who you're talking about.
I'm getting on Reddit right now.
I know who you're talking about, and this is not the kid.
You know who he's talking about?
Do you not? Houston might be the kid.
No. No. I was definitely always the kid who
was
played,
always
who
a kid,
played
bro.
Pretend dinosaurs at recess. Different weird. Different. I
Houston,
I
what we are talking
locked.
About took place in the lunchroom, not at recess. This sure. kid was a different kid at recess. He could have been a cool kid at recess.
I don't think I've ever
but
seen...
But in the lunchroom, he was a whack job.
I don't think I ever saw a kid do anything
Thank you,
like
Kevin.
That. I'm trying to think of any kind of wild food thing. The wildest food things I saw in the lunchroom...
My younger brother was this kid.
Oh, people, no. they always poured...
Fact.
They which, always poured the rest of their milk
Brad,
on their...
No! Stomach.
Gummy... everything in ranch. Gummy bears, freaking...
Oh!
Like... Oh the gosh. Fruit snacks, pizza, it, like it didn't matter.
Pizza, lots of people.
Pizza was 50-50.
50-50? What?
It's not, no. The Max pizza from school was already not good.
But putting ranch on it is a sin?
It was 50-50. It was either a love or hate thing. You either did it 100% of the time or you did it 0%
That's like
of the time.
It's a really common thing with people in general, though, is putting ranch on pizza.
Yeah, but not on that grody pizza.
Oh, so it's less about the ranch being on pizza and that specific pizza.
Well, if you have something gross, sometimes adding things to it makes it even worse.
It's true.
So
true. Or sometimes the exact opposite and it makes it
edible.
Delicious.
But also, I recall delicious. Him... I recall
Doesn't
my
matter.
I recall my younger brother pouring orange soda in as a substitute for his bowl of Cheerios, substitute for milk.
Is this all the same?
Is are is we wild. Shifting into is Brad possessed?
Well, that's a whole other
Maybe
bit.
We bring him on as a guest sometime.
This isn't
we,
a public execution.
He's been
Brad's,
as a guest.
Brad's
I know.
Been on the podcast. I don't want to in front of everybody.
Maybe no, we
this
bring
is
him
what
on.
He wants, Houston. This is why he did it.
Maybe we bring him on and we grill him on the show. It's what he deserves.
You animal. Orange soda and Cheerios is maybe the most wild thing.
Okay, but
that's
this
more
is
wild than gummy bears.
But this is what I'm saying. This kid needs that attention.
Okay, but this
he
isn't the kid,
it.
Sam. Okay? I can already tell that you are not giving enough. You are over-exaggerating how bad soggy bread is. Soggy bread, people.
It's bad.
It's not. It's not as bad as you think.
The flavor.
French dip sandwiches, are those bad, Sam? They're good, and they are soggy bread.
Yeah, but it's like flavor soggy.
A lot of people. It's soggy.
No,
flavor.
I'm.
What are you
yeah,
saying?
I'm
water taints the flavor.
I'm water. I'm on your side with the water.
I've always been weird about soggy bread.
It's weird. It's
I've
weird.
I've always been weird.
And
about
if you over sog it, it's bad. But I've also heard people describe stuffing, or in some places in the nation,
that's always,
dressing.
That's always been something that I have thought was weird and not eaten because of the soggy bread.
Stuffing?
Stuffing.
Yeah, but stuffing's really, really good.
More recently...
And it's described as soggy bread a lot.
More recently, I have discovered that to be a fact, but for years and years and years, I would not eat it because it was soggy bread.
Okay, well, whether you eat it or not, I'm saying that the general public, there are a lot of people that like stuffing, and it is soggy-ish, breadish texture.
So this isn't a smoothie. This isn't soggy bread. This
well, it is.
PB&J flavored stuffing.
Well,
Ooh, Kevin's a treat.
Maybe, but
he's biting.
Okay, great.
He's nibbling.
Good job, Sherlock. That pertained nothing to the conversation.
But then you think about it, and you add in some
perspective.
You add in some of those crumbled Doritos he's talking about.
Perspective is what's ruining this.
And all of a sudden, you have your onion powder that goes in the stuffing. It's the equivalent.
The freaking kid describes it as puke, and now nobody wants to eat it, even though it may not be that bad.
Listen to this delicious thing that I have. The consistency,
the texture of vomit.
Of vomit.
Which I don't want to eat vomit.
But it's not
disgusting. But get now vomit.
Yeah, you caught me backtracking.
Get vomit out of your head. It's not. It isn't vomit. It just. Forget I said vomit. It's
that's not how you lead. You don't lead hop with that. First and foremost, that might be the leading case for him being possessed. I don't care what he's eating. I don't care what he's eating.
That's it. He got carried away. He's like, and then I put it in a blender, and it was like puke. I mean, well, not that I like to eat.
I don't like that. That's not me. That's not you. I know that.
But it's wild because he compares it strictly to the consistency. And he's like, you got to get past it. But he can eat it. Which, if he can compare that, he has accepted a truth about himself that not in terms of flavor, but in terms of consistency, he could handle eating his own puke.
I'd like to conclude my thoughts here with the fact that I have had many peanut butter and jelly flavored smoothies, and I just can't see bread
ruining it completely.
Being blended in there with it and ruining
it. I've had peanut butter and jelly smoothies too.
Because they're very good.
I've had them with protein or ice cream though. Not just by themselves mixed with water. That's a little wild.
Yeah,
bread just makes it thick though in just a bad way.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't. It's not my first choice.
It's goopy. Almost.
It's not my first choice, but I'm not. I'm just saying that I can't see it completely ruining the smoothie.
Dude,
however,
depends on how much bread.
Dip. Yes, also true. And dipping, dipping your sandwich in water is something I can't do.
No. Well, it's just like
that's not a smoothie. That's just grody.
There's no flavor decrease. It's just worse consistency. Well, I guess unless you like it. But I, you know what I kind of want to do now?
Slides down the gullet easier.
I'm gonna literally go home. I've got some good jelly right now. I'm gonna throw some peanut butter, jelly, an ice cream sandwich, and some milk into a blender and see what happens. I bet that'd be money.
An uncrustable. Just toss a couple of those
in
there.
I like to drink my own crust. More like an unchewable, am I right?
Hey, man,
Yikes.
I want to bring up, he brought up Cheez-Its twice.
Yeah.
Separate points.
That is also the second testament to him being possessed, is that he's throwing snack foods in there. And that's not something you find at a smoothie shop.
Some shame. I'm not going to say no shame, but if you want to try it, he brought up Cheez-Its twice, so I think that's a winner for him. If you try ketchup or salad dressing, I will come to your house and beat you up.
Yeah, salad.
I'm going to beat you up.
Dude, salad and dressing, that's bad news.
Vinaigrette?
Bro. But darn it, dude.
Mm-mm-mm, my sandwich soaked in vinaigrette.
Darn it, man. I've put Doritos on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and it's not bad.
It's just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and Doritos. Like you take,
which isn't bad.
No, it's not it's gross to see them together or put it in there with it. But I've in my life had Doritos and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a plate, taken a bite of one, and before I finish swallowing,
taken
a bite of the other.
Same thing.
So it's that's not that wild, but the water and blending is challenging.
Yeah, this is a dude that's possessed that's trying to get away with not being possessed, so we'll leave it at that.
My wife promised me that she would not remarry after my death, but after only a few months of my death, she remarries someone else.
My death.
No.
What should I do?
A post from beyond the grave.
My wife promised me that she would not remarry after my death. She would not.
She said she wouldn't.
She promised.
Oh my gosh.
But after only a few months after my death, she remarries someone else.
What a freaking harlot.
A few months?
What should I do?
Well, you meet the one, you meet the one, but who are we to stand in the way of true love? You're dead, bro. Move on. You've got a whole plane to visit and
explore. But one day she's going to die, and that's going to be hurricane of drama.
That's freaking everybody. Everyone remarries and is going to have conundrums.
Yeah, well, Houston, she said she wouldn't.
She promised! Did you forget that I said that?
She did promise. And that's a powerful thing, a promise between two lovers.
Dude, I think... But I do have to second the moving on, because you are now... You have...
Nope.
She has proved to be untrustworthy and a liar and a...
and a liar,
a word that I will not use.
I think that if she...
But she's one of those.
Like, Kevin's not getting any good boy tokens either.
If she's out here trying to burn this bridge down, you might as well join her.
Huh? In the burning?
Burn the bridge.
For her?
If you're supposed to move on, that's great. But doesn't mean that you can't toss in a couple matches yourself. Right?
Plus, bro, you're a ghost.
I don't
know what I'm saying.
I don't know where you're getting at.
If you want to get petty...
You're a ghost. You have all the cards. You're going to move on eventually. So you might as well haunt her.
Well, you're going to have to see her eventually.
Haunt her man until he...
Haunt her or her man?
Both.
But why? What does that do?
Torments them.
Okay.
Like she's tormented you.
Okay, so let's play in that sense. Sam, that's... This guy has made up his mind.
That's the opposite of everything we stand for.
He wants to do something about this
relationship.
As a ghost, you literally hold every card in your hand. What Sam said, haunt. Do things around the house when only one spouse could have done it to the other.
Dude, that's... I can't believe what I'm hearing from you two.
No,
this is pettiness.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
This is the equivalent of...
The Houston suggestion.
The dude that gets his heart broken and is like on social media going...
How do we... How do we win...
That's what I sounded like when I got broken up with.
How do we win her heart back?
Oh. You don't want it.
You don't want it, Kevin. But what if we just play in the space that we want to win the heart back?
Why do we do that, Sam? Why would we do that? That doesn't help anyone.
Because we're people, Kevin, and we're crazy.
It doesn't help anyone.
It's helping him.
Love makes people crazy.
This is a person in need.
Ghost listening, which is wild that he figured out how to type. That's crazy.
And that he's probably listening right now.
Yeah, but if you want our honest advice, go. Just move on. If you are dead set on doing something about this, that's the space we need to play in.
Dude,
we're giving him an out of the best option, but if he's committed,
here's what you do. You clearly have access to the internet. He's on there. He's posting. What you do is you create a website like unto eHarmony, where all the other ghosts that this happened to, which we have already established it has, you make a website.
Onlyghouls.com.
You freaking find your soulmate, and you become a billionaire.
Soulmate. Right in front of it. That's amazing. Soulmates.com, dude.
Soulmate, you find the one, and you become a millionaire.
Can we
a multi-millionaire
URLs
in the ghost
buy
world?
Soulmates.com. Do you think that's up for sale?
Dating app for ghosts? Definitely it's for sale.
Oh, dude, I'm going to check.
But specifically for the ones whose spouse promised that they wouldn't remarry.
That they were soulmates.
That they were. Right. There's a pun there. Give me a day. Whoa. I'll have the website name for you. DM me.
I also kind of like the idea of saboteur. How do we sabotage the relationship, as it were?
I think just your standard ghosty stuff. But I feel like he would know that, so he doesn't.
Do we leave?
I don't know.
Do we leave ladies' underwear in his drawer?
All we know is that he has access to the internet.
In his car,
you create a fake account. That's a little racy, and you reveal it to the dude, and you're like, here's an account of this stuff going on. So this chick's crazy. She you can't trust her, and then they
fight and stuff.
Fight and break up, and everyone's sad.
So soulmates.com is off the table, but we do have sweetsoulmates.com. AlphaSoulmates.com and
Alpha.
And
why?
Because modern, we're Alpha
Soulmates.com.
Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes people want a beta. They just want like a nice little beta to take
ooh,
care
of. Ooh, here it is. Here it is. Second Soulmates.
Oh, no. Okay.
There's some alliteration there. There's some meaning there.
I don't
want to
be anybody's second soulmate.
We could. Is there anything to do with like second chances?
You will
chances?
Be, Sam.
Is there
no, because
kind of
they
wordplay?
Weren't soulmates to begin with.
Okay.
You just thought that was
pseudo soulmates.
True soulmates.
Pseudo soulmates. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, sweetsoulmates.com love second chance. Would be the tagline there.
Second chance soulmates? I don't know. And I, like I said,
oh no!
Give
no,
me
no.
a
that's
day.
The subtitle, baby.
I'll have it.
That's like you get on this big beautiful website we're gonna buy for $14 a year, and it's gonna say love second chance right at the top.
Well, I'm not making it. I'm just dishing out the ideas. So,
oh, dude, if
we need an ad break,
could, yeah.
Bizarre.
Good evening, everybody, or morning or afternoon or whatever, it doesn't matter. We are Graveyard Tales. Now, if you like ghost stories, hauntings, cryptid encounters, and the weird history behind them, then you should join us in the graveyard.
You can find us on any of your favorite podcast providers. Check out our website at graveyardpodcast.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter at GRV. Just go search Graveyard Tales.
That would be easier. Now we hope to see you in the graveyard.
We're back from the Bizarre.
Is it my turn once again?
It is.
Yes.
When I was a child, I watched a stuffed animal get up and walk on its own. That's the title of
that's
the story.
That's the end. That's the title. All over. What do I do?
Period.
There is a period there. Sounds stupid, right?
No.
Barry, you're an idiot.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I saw that once.
To me, it does as well.
Toy Story.
But yeah. I vividly remember it, and I very, very distinctly remember how freaking terrified I was. It was a Pokemon Charmander stuffed animal.
Okay.
Very cool.
this is a cool kid right here. I was laying in bed and felt something move. I flipped over to face it. The dang thing was getting up and moving to the end of my bed. I jumped up, screamed louder than I ever think I've screamed in my entire life, and bolted down the stairs and into my mom's room. I know I wasn't asleep because we had just gotten into bed, and this happened maybe at least an hour later. I think I was around 8 or 9 years old at the time. I threw it away outside.
Oh,
I threw it away outside. I've heard of kids saying / claiming that their toys move on their own.
That's not how you make friends with your new toy friend.
Maybe they're not lying. End of story.
Hey, have you ever seen Lotso Huggenbear in Toy Story 3? This is exactly how you make an enemy of a toy.
You're fine.
As soon as he starts,
other toys are going
to
have hell.
As soon as he starts to open up to you, he is just kicked out to the curb.
Okay, well, maybe he hasn't seen Toy Story 3, Sam, so why don't you fill us in?
Well, see it!
Okay, oh. So step one, watch Toy Story 3.
Pause this episode, watch Toy 3, get back to us, we'll have more information.
Wait. Welcome back. Pretty good movie, huh?
How was it?
Pretty good, right? I cried.
Did you watch the first two before you watched? I hope so.
Yeah, that would be really confusing.
If you haven't, we'll get...
It's like, what am I supposed to care about?
Here's another pause.
Here's another pause. Sorry to make you watch the third one before you watch the first and second one. The first or second one. Okay, we're back.
Okay. So, now that we're all on the same page, don't do the what happened.
We've certainly talked about a Toy Story and how they're all possessed, right? On this podcast?
Many times, I believe.
Okay.
One in great depth, few other times in little depth.
That's like 100% what's happening. Disney doesn't want to even address it. And they're doing a good job. No one talks about it. But it's clearly what is happening.
or
what any other kind of explanation could you give me?
Or Japan is spying on us.
Through Woody and Buzz.
Through their stuffed Pokemon.
So it's not actual toys going on adventures. There's behind every character in Toy Story, there is a Japanese person behind a computer controlling them and just going on their Dungeons and Dragons style adventure.
They'll never expect it out of an American cowboy doll.
Every toy in America has a chip in it that another country is using to spy on us, and the plot of Toy Story is just these agents getting sidetracked. They are not spying. They're okay. Just kind of living their lives through these spy
cams.
Well,
here's the thing.
Made.
Not everybody has a freaking Buzz and Woody stuffed animal or action figure,
well,
what have you. They do, however, have Pokemon.
Okay.
Stuffed Pokemon, plush Pokemon toys. So...
I had a Mewtwo.
Toy Story isn't even Japanese.
I bet it's in Japan.
Well, it is now, but it didn't originate from Japan.
You're positive.
From Japan.
You're 100% positive.
Yes, I am.
It came from Walt Disney Deluxe Land. I don't know why I threw Deluxe in there. here's my thoughts. I have lost them.
Oh.
Oh gosh.
You want to know why? Because they're spies.
I just really like that idea, though.
They were like, dude, here's a freaking brilliant idea. Here, Pokemon is taking off. Dude, okay, so that wasn't actually the first, that wasn't the original plan.
Okay.
Nintendo was like, Pokemon, it's killing the marketplace. We're freaking having people watch the TV show, the movies, they're playing the games, they're buying the cards. And then the government went to them and said,
right.
Yo, time to start putting some, time to make these little plush things that you guys are selling into Robotrons.
For
so that we can,
people.
So that, no, just to survey, just to make sure everything's in check and
that
things are good.
That is a wild
on both sides
concept
of the hemispheres.
I could see happening. You would need someone though who lived like multiple generations to like some guy who could live to be like 300-400 years old to oversee the whole thing, who had like an immovable, otherwise that's going to take the whole country, right? That would take the whole Japanese government being like, "We want to spy on everything. We know these video games are about to take off. Let's create a franchise full of lots of cute characters that will inevitably blow up, sell merchandise across the planet, and put a camera in every single one of them." I don't like that.
Yeah, and tell me I'm wrong when I say that if I posted something along the lines of anybody had an experience with their stuffed Pokemon moving, that not freaking so many people would have... stories,
if not them actually moving through the willpower, like the imagination of every kid wishing it could.
I'll tell you a fun story.
Sure.
One time I was in band class.
See, Sam has one.
What did you play? What did you play in
the
band?
The Glockenspiel.
Percussion. The Glockenspiel.
The brick.
Was it really?
No.
Oh.
Percussion.
So it was.
I don't think we had a Glockenspiel.
I'm pretty sure every band class does.
Maybe we did.
I didn't know.
Doesn't matter.
Here I am. It matters.
Here I am in band class. I'm talking to my buddy. We were kind of buddies. Weird kid.
Well, hope he's not a fan. He's gonna definitely know who he is.
I haven't seen him since. He probably doesn't even remember. We were talking about what were we even talking about? We were talking about my Expo markers.
Okay.
Sam had a cool collection.
Sam was getting high in the back of his band class with his Expo markers.
I had some Expo markers. He wanted them, and so he said, "I'll trade you for those." And I was like, "What do you got?" And he was like,
"This is a literal drug deal."
He was like, "I'll give
you." He's like, "I need a hit, bro.
I'll give you a Mewtwo that I have."
Whoa!
I was like, "Really?
That's a steal."
He was like, "Yeah, I'll bring it to class next time." And I was like, please do.
Like a stuffed Mewtwo? Or
like a stuffed Mewtwo.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was
a
card.
Next class, he comes in with a stuffed plushy Mewtwo that's like that big. It's like a foot
high. Am I looking at your knee to your hand or the ground to your hand?
Like a foot high.
Okay.
Okay.
And my dad was a teacher at the school, and had Expo markers. That's why I had them.
So Sam's so like freaking they're tossing them out like
unlimited supply,
free samples,
free 99 as far as I'm concerned.
Why do you think Mafia came to his brain so quick earlier on in the episode? He was wheeling and dealing, getting every fifth grader high as a kite.
So I gave him two Expo markers and he gave me a plushie Mewtwo. And that was the deal.
And now the Japanese know all your secrets.
I had that Mewtwo for a long time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You brought this crazy memory.
Are you the Expo marker kid?
Back to my
Sam's friend. Like, shh, shh, what do you want?
Saying all that out loud? Gosh. We had a phase in like first, second grade where Pokemon cards were just massive, as I'm sure like every elementary ever they were. But we got to all trading them like in huge groups at recess. Like I'm talking like 30, 40 kids just sitting down at recess trading cards. It was so fun.
What a bunch of nerds.
But we got, like the teachers got on us bad about it. They did not like us doing it. And they...
What up with that?
I don't know.
They no trading card games.
Yeah, we were supposed to be running around and being kids and having fun.
It's probably because people are getting scammed.
Yeah.
Probably.
Kids
go home and they're like...
Look what I got.
He stole my Charizard.
No.
And the parent's like,
no.
Whoa.
Kid goes home and he's like, look at what fourth grader gave me.
This is why. This
and the
is
kid
why.
And the mom...
My brother?
The dad expert, or the older brother, yeah, was like... you got scammed, bro.
My older brother traded a Pokemon card for a Sega Genesis.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait. Who got what?
My brother gave a Pokemon card.
Oh my gosh.
And received
sold it to him for a Sega Genesis. And I can't remember how.
Do you remember what the card was?
No, but I think it was my parents that made him trade it back.
Yeah, for sure.
See, that is what was definitely.
I wish
going
I had more
on.
Information on that because he could probably elaborate more.
That's incredible. That's insane. A Sega Genesis?
Dude, that's how bad those kids want those Pokemon cards.
I think it was one Pokemon card, but it may have been a few.
Yeah. I just have a distinct memory of like after they put the ban out, we were sitting in an assembly and my buddy and I had been like discussing like what cards we wanted to trade. And when we were sitting next to each other just on the floor, I started to slide one out of my pocket so he could see that I actually had it. It was a Tentacruel. I remember the art and everything.
Tentacruel.
And Tentacruel's dope. Back up off me.
He's cool, but I mean, he's not.
Lil Houston was into him.
Okay,
oh, no,
all
I
right.
I was giving him away. I was giving away. I don't even remember what it was for, but I remember that was the one I was sliding out of my pocket. And the teacher like saw us doing something and like leaned over and I slid it back and I was like, we'll trade in the bathroom later. I remember saying that, everything. And now, looking back, it was a straight-up drug deal. Like
Pokemon cards aren't drugs!
But we like,
I don't acted, know, that's debatable at that age, Sam.
Like, we acted the exact same way some two adults would if they were in the midst of a drug deal.
Third graders aren't doing drugs, Sam.
And then...
What they're doing is trading
like,
Pokemon
sort of
cards.
Nearby, so I was like, yo, come to my place later. I'll give you weed then. Like, that's what happened.
I'll hook you up after school.
That's what happened. It's crazy. Anyway, I've got one more thing here for us. And we have another. We've got another. They're coming in droves, but these crazy people.
It's a big world out there, and who knows how many of them are possessed. Who knows?
Maybe,
we're about to know.
Maybe the most wild one I've ever read. I like to watch movies the same way you quickly read a book. Beginning part, middle part, and end part. Let me explain. Have you ever in elementary, middle, or high school, hopefully not in uni, been assigned a book...
University.
Been assigned a book that you put off reading until it's too late? Well, what most people do is they read the first chapter or so to figure out who's the main character, and then middle chapters to find the big conflict, and the end chapters to figure out how the conflict is resolved.
Yeah, that's called a book.
Also a wild... No. Like one or two chapters in the beginning,
I know, I'm just,
middle, then end.
The way that it was worded made it sound...
Still just wild, though.
I start with the beginning of the book, then I read the middle... And finish it off with the end of the book.
I can understand doing that for a project, actually, but for pleasure, no way. That covers your basis for the deeper parts of the book, of the book reports, and minor details like what's Elizabeth's favorite food can be found by flipping through the pages. I like to do the same thing for movies and TV shows. It's how I got through the entirety of a 2-season, 60-minute episode TV show in just a day. I'm far too busy to constantly watch these TV shows to their full 60-minute episodes. I'll make exceptions for comedies that are only 20 minutes because I can put it to 1.5x speed and finish it in almost 12 minutes. Where's this guy gotta be? Where's the fire? Is my question.
This guy has a channel on YouTube called Speed Watching, Speed Running Television.
Speedrunning life.
Speedrunning.
Speedrunning. Speedrunning all entertainment.
Speedrunning everything. Right, speedrunning.
I got a dentist appointment in 3 hours. So tune in for my Twitch stream. We're going to be watching all of Friends in 2.5.
This is just a very uncomfortable concept to me.
For TV shows, I'll do 3-minute segments. Oh, okay. Wait.
Just get to the point that like you just skip forward and then all you see is like that picture before it skips to the next one, and then it skips to the next one. So all you see is like screenshots every 10 seconds.
For TV shows, I'll do 3 segments of about 10 minutes, which cuts down to the length of the episodes by half. 5 minutes if I'm watching in a hurry, which is, again, wild.
Now I'm not usually in a hurry. This is just how I prefer to consume my content.
Now for movies, I'll do 5 to 7 segments depending on length, and it'll usually be about 4 minutes. Sometimes if there's a funny character I love the scenes of, I'll just watch their scenes and it's usually enough.
Oh!
It's been told this isn't normal by my friend who was watching the same series as me. Yeah, might as well see how many people do or don't do this.
No, it's not normal. They don't make stuff. If the intent that's was for people... you to consume it in this way, they would make it for you to consume it in this way.
They would just do 4 minutes of content.
Of a choppy plot that didn't make any sense when you got to the end because you didn't watch the whole thing.
Hey, so how did you like the 3rd season of The Office? Oh, it was great. Remember that part with Kevin? Who? Kevin? Dwight? That's the kind of crap you're going to miss doing this. That's
oh,
wild.
I'm just a fan of Stanley, so all I watched was all his
scenes. I just watched Stanley's stuff. It took me 3 minutes to get through the whole series.
That I feel like you almost waste a considerable amount of time. Huge. Just fast forwarding,
looking for the scenes of the funny character. Waiting, this is about middle. Start my timer. 4 minutes. Four minutes. And okay. You get to the end. Chris Pratt in space with a raccoon. I got it. I got this movie down, baby.
And you think no, it's a waste of time, but not that much. But I myself have had to do this at least once in my life and ended up spending the same amount of time that it would have taken me to just watch the episode. I want to find something in an episode. I'm like, man, where is this thing in this episode? I need to find it. And I spend the duration of the episode looking for it.
Are you even enjoying...
It's happened once or twice.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you're
no,
not
no,
even
no,
enjoying no. TV at that point. You're just like, I feel like you've watched everyone around you enjoy TV and you've tried to get into it. And if it's not for you, it's not for you. But to cheat yourself like this, this is nothing. You're wasting more time than anybody sitting down and watching an hour of Friends.
And then you have the brass to freaking walk into your circle and be like, oh yeah, I watched that too. This was my favorite part. And try to be a part of the conversation.
So you're spending a third of the time, maybe 2/3 of the time watching the same show. You're saving a third of the time, but you're getting like a quarter of the content.
But like, then, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But then presenting yourself as
continuity?
If you're getting the full thing.
Not a thing.
You're posting on Reddit and being like, oh yeah, I've seen it all.
It's too bad Endgame.
I'm just doing it in a smarter and faster, more efficient way than you bozos
idiots.
Are.
It's too bad Endgame ended the way it did, dude. Like, Purple Grandpa tried to save the universe and all these guys in suits and hammers beat him up. It sucks. Like, that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and
it's,
you know,
wild.
It's because this kid is indeed possessed. That's how you get your information from the other side.
I don't get why everyone likes Prestige so much. It's just a magic show. And then he's like digging at the end. Why is he digging? I don't know. I'll never watch it. I'll never watch the whole thing. But I've seen it. It's wild, dude.
He's that's just, you know, your spirit leaves the body when you're dead. And then, you know, you don't have the eyes, the eyeballs that you do. You don't have the brain you had. No, you don't have the ears that you had.
100.
You don't get to enjoy the soundtrack. You don't get to enjoy the visual.
I just don't think they care. I think, like, 100% possession, but they're like, great, I've possessed this person. I'm going to waste my time watching TV. Freaking...
I just have to get the basics down just so I can function in society without everybody knowing that I'm possessed.
Oh, I don't know, Kevin. Like a book report? Like, just what they used in their own post? Uh-huh.
See, because if you freaking... You're like, oh, yeah, I've never seen everything that everybody's seen. Then everybody's like, what the frick is wrong with you? Are you possessed? And they're like, no.
I saw Thanos do his dirty deeds to the Avengers. Of course I'm not possessed. You think a ghost would go see Avengers Endgame?
Yeah, so he's,
no, sir.
So this possessed person is doing the bare minimum that they have to do to just be in society without looking suspicious.
Sorry, I'm hungry. Let me cook me up a snack. He's in there blended peanut butter and jelly
for his 3-minute watch of, of Parks and Rec. Oh my gosh, that's freaking great. That's good stuff. I think that's gonna be it for us though. Thank you guys for listening.
Do you know what I think would be fun is getting one of those from the fan base. You got somebody in your community
that you're
that you're questioning?
Yeah.
We're I think it's safe to say by now we're experts on this.
This is the season finale. It's time for a new era, new content. If you have anyone in your life or in media in general that you need us to look into and see if they're possessed, send them our way. We will look into it. And I will come up with a name for this bit for season 2.
One day.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you. And life is only going to be as spooky as you make it.